I'm Bob Vanderhayden, general manager of radio station WHTT, speaking with you live from our studios. It is with some sadness that I tell you of the end of WHTT Power 103. To the hundreds of thousands of you who have enjoyed our programming, we say thanks for listening to Power 103, and thanks for being so very loyal. And to our many faithful clients who have supported WHTT, we also extend our thanks and our appreciation. And to those who have worked at WHTT, both on the microphone and backstage, thanks for a professional job well done. And thank you, Lee Gillette. You're a real pro. And now, I invite you, our listeners, to participate in Boston radio history by leaving your dial right here at 103.3. Our new sound is going to be special, very special, for this very special city. In the coming weeks, you'll be hearing a lot more about this radio station, our music, our people, our advertisers, and you, our listeners. We think you're going to like what you're going to hear. Our program director, Barbara Temple, and our music director, Chris Knight, have been working very, very hard to design a radio station you're going to be proud to tell your friends about. Of course, we're going to be different. We're going to be bright, we're going to be upbeat, contemporary, no clutter, information you need to know, and plenty of music you haven't heard on your radio for a long, long time. Until now. But wait a minute, why should I be telling you about this? Let me play us for you. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing WMRQ, Q103, Boston's Quality Rock. And to kick it all off for you, your first host, Rick Hunter. Rick, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks. It's great to be here, and I just love Boston, and I'm ready to rock with some quality at Q103.